Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides. The following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, lessons in Aaronic Priesthood Manual 2 and Young Women Manual 2. Some Duty to God and Personal Progress activities listed in the guides may be worked on during lesson time, or you may encourage quorum or class members to complete them at home. Please teach the lessons in the order they are printed. The manual does not include a specific Christmas lesson. If you want to teach a special Christmas lesson, consider using scriptures, conference addresses, church magazine articles, pictures, and hymns that focus on the Savior. To find non-English versions of the resource guides in some languages, go to www.lds.org, click on Languages, and select a language. Click on Liahona, then the May 2007 issue. The English version of the resource guides can be found at www.lds.org by clicking on Gospel Library. There are links to the resource guides in the right column. Young Women Manual 2. Lesson 26. The Sacrament. L. Tom Perry, As Now We Take the Sacrament, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 39. Consider replacing Pam's story with Elder Perry's story about vacationing at a resort. Personal Progress. Faith Value Experiences, number 4. Lesson 27. Strengthening Testimony Through Obedience. Henry B. Eyring, Spiritual Preparedness, Start Early, and Be Steady. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 37. Use Elder Eyring's 4 settings as you discuss how obedience can strengthen testimonies. Lesson 28, Agency. Robert D. Hales, To Act for Ourselves, The Gift and Blessings of Agency. Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 4. Consider replacing President Tanner's story with Elder Hale's list of 6 basic choices. Wolfgang H. Paul, The Gift of Agency, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 34. Supplement President Smith's quote by discussing Elder Paul's reasons why agency is important. Lesson 29, Exaltation. James E. Faust, Where Do I Make My Stand? Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 18. Use President Faust's counsel to show that making our stand now will help each of us endure to the end. David A. Bednar, That We May Always Have His Spirit to Be With Us. Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 28. Use the ordinance of and covenant associated with baptism as you teach the importance of receiving ordinances and making covenants. Lesson 30, Strengthening Testimony Through Service. Thomas S. Monson, How Firm a Foundation, Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, page 62. Tell President Monson's story of the Young Women class in place of one of the stories in the True Service Brings Joy section. Personal Progress, Good Works Value Experiences, Numbers 1, 2, 5, and 6. Lesson 31, The Law of the Land. Russell M. Nelson, Blessed Are the Peacemakers, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 39. Use the Civic Obligations section of this article when discussing love of country. Lesson 32, The Importance of Life. Russell M. Nelson, The Creation, Liahona, July 2000, page 102. Ensign, May 2000, page 84. Use this talk to explain the wonders of the creation. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, number 1. Lesson 33, The Sacred Power of Procreation. Richard G. Scott, The Sanctity of Womanhood, Liahona, July 2000, page 43, Ensign, May 2000, page 36. Tell the story of Elder Scott's encounter with a young woman in the truck. Contrast their behavior and dress with church standards. The Sacred Powers of Procreation, Liahona, June 2005, page 38, Ensign, June 2005, page 26. Use the Family, A Proclamation to the World, to reinforce the lesson's principles. Lesson 34. Hold fast to the Lord's standards. James E. Faust, Your Light, A Standard to All Nations. Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 111. Share the story of Joan of Arc at the end of the lesson, concluding with President Faust's encouragement to maintain high standards. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 35, Wise Choices. Richard G. Scott, How to Live Well Amid Increasing Evil. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 100. Consider replacing the introduction with the story of the village of Kyritsa. Robert D. Hales, To Act for Ourselves, The Gift and Blessings of Agency. Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 4. Consider incorporating Elder Hales' concept of leaving a lesson of great importance for our children and grandchildren. Lesson 36, Honesty. Richard C. Edgley, Three Towels and a 25-Cent Newspaper. Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, page 72. To conclude the lesson, share Bishop Edgley's story about the three towels. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 37, Maintaining Chastity Through Righteous Living. Jeffrey R. Holland, Two Young Women, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 28. Used to supplement the section on maintaining chastity. Young Women and Young Men General Presidencies, Real Confidence, Liahona and New Era, January 2007, page 8. Use the suggestions on how to have good thoughts unceasingly to supplement the story about Carolyn. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Project, Bullet 5. Lesson 38, Physical Health. Boyd K. Packer, Ye Are the Temple of God, Liahona, January 2001, page 85, Ensign, November 2000, page 72. Share the story about President Packer's patriarchal blessing as you discuss the blessings of taking care of our bodies. Diane L. Spangler, The Body, A Sacred Gift, Liahona, July 2005, page 16, Ensign, July 2005, page 14. Begin the lesson by discussing the differences between God's view and the world's view of physical appearances. Lesson 39, Preventing Disease. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, See the End from the Beginning, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 42. Share Elder Uchtdorf's childhood experience when discussing the importance of good health practices. Lesson 40, Self-Mastery. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, On the Wings of Eagles, Liahona, July 2006, page 14, Ensign, July 2006, page 10. Consider using this article to enhance the scriptures and church leaders teach how to develop self-mastery. David A. Bednar, And Nothing Shall Offend Them, Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, page 89. Incorporate the section, Choose Not to Be Offended, in the discussion of self-mastery leads to happiness and self-esteem. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Experiences, Numbers 2 and 5. Lesson 41, Optimism. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Abundant Life, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 99. You could use stories and examples from this article when discussing how we can learn to be cheerful and optimistic. Anthony D. Perkins, The Great and Wonderful Love, Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, page 76. Use this article throughout the lesson to help identify discouragement and ways to overcome it. Lesson 42, Gratitude and Appreciation. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth, Liahona, April 2001, page 30, and signed January 2001, page 2. Read the section on being grateful to support the beginning of the lesson. Dallin H. Oaks, Give Thanks in All Things, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 95. Refer to the ideas in this article as you discuss ways to express feelings of gratitude. Personal Progress, Individual Worth, Value Experiences, Number 3. Lesson 43. Wise Use of Leisure Time. Thomas S. Monson, Pathways to Perfection, Liahona, July 2002, page 111. Ensign, May 2002, page 99. Use President Monson's fourth suggestion to explain the necessity of work and the harm caused by procrastination. Joseph B. Worthland, Follow Me, Liahona, July 2002, page 15, Ensign, May 2002, page 15. Consider using points from this talk with the lesson introduction. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 44, Developing Talents. James E. Faust, I Believe I Can, I Knew I Could. Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 49. Use this article to supplement the lesson application section, emphasizing the need to develop and use our gifts for good. Ronald A. Rasband, The Parable of the Talents, Liahona, August 2003, page 34, Ensign, August 2003, page 32. Use the article to help teach Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. Personal Progress, Knowledge Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 45, Participating in the Cultural Arts, Dallin H. Oaks, 8 Reasons for Revelation, Liahona, September 2004, page 8, 8 Ways God Can Speak to You, New Era, September 2004, page 4. Use Elder Oaks' fourth item under Purposes for Revelation as part of your discussion on the cultural arts can enrich our lives. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 6. Lesson 46, Financial Responsibility. Joseph B. Worthland, Earthly Debts, Heavenly Debts, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 40. Incorporate Elder Worthland's 5 steps to financial freedom in your discussion of self-reliance. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, Number 7. Lesson 47, An Uplifting Environment. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, On the Wings of Eagles, Liahona, July 2006, page 14, Ensign, July 2006, page 10. Relate how the Wright brothers affected their environment as part of your discussion on creating a wholesome environment. Jeremy Robertson, The Sign on the Wall, Liahona, August 2004, page 8, New Era, August 2004, page 30. Share this story as part of your introduction. Lesson 48, Communication Skills in Leadership. L. Tom Perry, A Solemn Responsibility to Love and Care for Each Other. Liahona, June 2006, page 56. Ensign, June 2006, page 88. Use points from the article to supplement the lesson section, We Can All Be Leaders. M. Russell Ballard, O.B. Wise, Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, page 17. Discuss the 6 ways we can serve both wisely and well as part of Leadership is Love in Action. Lesson 49, Valuing and Encouraging People with Disabilities. Gail M. Clegg, Teaching Our Children to Accept Differences, Liahona, June 2004, page 16, Ensign, June 2004, page 40. If the video mentioned in the lesson is unavailable, share the 2 stories at the beginning of this article.
Aaronic Priesthood Manual 2, Lesson 26, Worthy Thoughts, Dallin H. Oaks, Pornography, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 87. Incorporate Elder Oaks' warnings in the discussion. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development Number 5. Lesson 27, The Lord's Law of Health. Thomas S. Monson, True to the Faith, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 18. Consider replacing the story at the end of the lesson with a Makafiki analogy. Duty to God, Deacon, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, number 12. Lesson 28, The Sabbath. L. Tom Perry, The Importance of the Family, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 40. Use Elder Perry's counsel on appropriate Sabbath day activities in the first section of the lesson. Earl C. Tingey, Establishing Eternal Patterns, Liahona, October 2004, page 20, Ensign, October 2004, page 32. Replace Elder Cook's story with Elder Tingey's advice in the lesson Sabbath day section. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 2. Lesson 29, The Purpose of Life, Richard G. Scott, Truth Restored, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 78. Conclude the lesson with Elder Scott's counsel on how understanding the plan of salvation will help us overcome life's challenges. Robert D. Hales, To Act for Ourselves, The Gift and Blessings of Agency, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 4. Use ideas from the article to show how agency can help us overcome temptation. Lesson 30, Charity. H. David Burton, Tender Hearts and Helping Hands, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 8. Share some of Bishop Burton's examples in place of the story at the end of the lesson. Duty to God Teacher, Citizenship and Social Development, number 3. Lesson 31, Forgiveness. James E. Faust, The Atonement, Our Greatest Hope. Liahona, January 2002, page 19. Ensign, November 2001, page 18. In the first section of the lesson, discuss how the Atonement empowers us to forgive others. Boyd K. Packer, The Brilliant Morning of Forgiveness. Ensign, November 1995, page 18. New Era, April 2005, page 4. Consider replacing Corey Ten Boom's story with John Breen's story from the article. Lesson 32, Cultivating Gifts of the Spirit. David A. Bednar, The Tender Mercies of the Lord, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 99. Explain how spiritual gifts come to us as tender mercies from the Lord. Lesson 33, Seek Ye Learning. John K. Carmack, The Perpetual Education Fund, A Bright Ray of Hope, Liahona, January 2004, page 32. Ensign, January 2004, page 36. Discuss principles we can learn about getting an education from the Perpetual Education Fund program. Duty to God, Teacher and Priest, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, numbers 1 and 2. Lesson 34, The Power of Example. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Need for Greater Kindness, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 58. Tell the story of Richard in place of one of the stories in A Priesthood Holder's Good Example Influences Others' Opinions of the Church. Thomas S. Monson, The Master's Blueprint, Liahona and Ensign, January 2006, page 2. Incorporate the section titled Examples of the Believers into the discussion. Lesson 35, Obeying, Honoring, and Sustaining the Law. Duty to God Deacon, Citizenship and Social Development, number 5. Lesson 36, In Everything Give Thanks. Dallin H. Oaks, Give Thanks in All Things, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 95. Substitute the introduction with Elder Oaks' 5 Reasons We Give Thanks. Have your class give examples from their lives that fit each category. H. David Burton, Tender Hearts and Helping Hands, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 8. Consider replacing the story of the auctioneer with a story about Joseph Smith. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 10. Lesson 37, Understanding Women's Roles. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Women in Our Lives, Leah Honan, Ensign, November 2004, page 82. Use the article to discuss how the roles of women are different from men's, but equally as important. Julie B. Back, A Mother Heart, Leah Honan, Ensign, May 2004, page 75. Use the article to enhance the lesson's conclusion. Lesson 38, Living Righteously in an Unrighteous World. James E. Faust, The Devil's Throat, Leah Honan and Ensign, May 2003, page 51. Use the waterfall analogy from this article to begin the lesson. Richard G. Scott, How to Live Well Amid Increasing Evil, Leah Honan and Ensign, May 2004, page 100. Supplement the introduction by sharing Elder Scott's missionary experience of teaching villagers the gospel. Duty to God, Deacon, Teacher, and Priest, Family Activities Number 2. Lesson 39, Moral Courage. Gordon B. Hinckley, Pursue the Steady Course, Leah Honan and Ensign, January 2005, page 2. Use the third section of the article to enhance the discussion on developing moral courage to better face challenges. Duty to God, Priest, Family Activities, Number 2. Lesson 40, Avoiding and Overcoming Temptation. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, See the End from the Beginning, Leah Honan and Ensign, May 2006, page 42. Consider replacing the counsel by Elder Rector with Elder Uchtdorf's counsel on standards. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, Number 5. Lesson 41, The Sacrament, In Remembrance of Him. L. Tom Perry, As We Now Take the Sacrament, Leah Honan and Ensign, May 2006, page 39. Use principles from the article as you teach about the covenants made when taking the sacrament. Duty to God, Deacon, Quorum Activities, Number 7. Priest, Quorum Activities, Number 1. Lesson 42, Follow the Brethren. L. Tom Perry, We Believe All That God Has Revealed, Leah Honan and Ensign, November 2003, page 85. As you teach the first section of the lesson, review how revelation comes to the church. Jeffrey R. Holland, Prophets in the Land Again, Leah Honan and Ensign, November 2006, page 104. Use principles from Elder Holland's talk to supplement the section, Church Leaders Give Guidance for Our Benefit. Lesson 43, Spiritual Preparation for a Mission. David A. Bednar, Becoming a Missionary, Leah Honan and Ensign, November 2005, page 44. Use this talk to explain how and why we should spiritually prepare for a mission. Use the March 2007 Leah Honan and New Era to supplement the lesson. Lesson 44, Preparing Now for Temple Marriage. Russell M. Nelson, Personal Preparation for Temple Blessings. Leah Honan, July 2001, page 37. Ensign, May 2001, page 32. Use this talk to supplement the instruction regarding the temple recommend and the personal preparation required to enter the temple. M. Russell Ballard, What Matters Most is What Lasts Longest. Leah Honan and Ensign, November 2005, page 41. Use Elder Ballard's three suggestions to support the lesson's conclusion. Lesson 45, Effective Home Teaching. Thomas S. Monson, Do Your Duty, That Is Best. Leah Honan, Ensign, November 2005, page 56. Apply President Monson's counsel about home teaching to the section Home Teaching is a Priesthood Responsibility. Duty to God, Teacher, Quorum Activities, Number 1. Lesson 46, Avoiding Degrading Media Influences. M. Russell Ballard, Let Our Voices Be Heard, Leah Honan and Ensign, November 2003, page 16. Incorporate some of Elder Ballard's suggestions on minimizing the negative influences of media into your conclusion. Duty to God, Teacher, Citizenship and Social Development, Number 9. Lesson 47, Clean and Appropriate Speech. H. David Burton, Standing Tall, Liahona, January 2002, page 75. Ensign, November 2001, page 65. Use Bishop Burton's second example when discussing how our speech reveals what is in our hearts. Lesson 48, Maintaining Righteous Standards. James E. Faust, Standing in Holy Places, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 62. Use principles from the article to discuss how standing in holy places can help us be in the world, but not of the world. Duty to God Teacher, Family Activities, number 2. Lesson 49, Honesty and Integrity. D. Todd Christofferson, Let Us Be Men, Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, page 46. Use ideas from the article as you conclude the lesson. Richard C. Edgley, 3 Towels and a 25-Cent Newspaper, Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, page 72. Replace the story at the end of the lesson with Bishop Edgley's stories of his summer job and the newspapers. Duty to God Priest, Spiritual Development, number 1. Lesson 50, Valuing and Encouraging People with Disabilities. Monty J. Bruff, Adversity the Great Teacher. Ensign, August 2006, page 9. Use the story about Elder Bruff's mission. Duty to God Priest, Physical Development, number 11. End of the section, Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides, Young Women Manual 2, and Aaronic Priesthood Manual 2.